Everybody needs money. That's why they call it money.
As Danny DeVito says there, the definition of the word money is very slippery. Coins, paper currency, gold, stock certificates are all only valuable if enough people agree that they're worth something. Otherwise, dollars become worthless paper, coins worthless trinkets, gold some yellow metal, stock, well, stock value is always hard to pin down. Consider the stable ironclad Swiss franc, beloved of Saudi billionaires. It's lurching all over the place today after Zurich disengaged the franc from the euro. So then we come to Bitcoin. Dictionary defined in 2013 as a type of digital currency in which encryption techniques are used to regulate the generation of units of currency and verify the transfer of funds operating independently of a central bank. To which we might add in the last 2 days, Bitcoin, really dreadful investment. Joining us is Jeffrey Robinson, BitCon, The Naked Truth About Bitcoin, is his book. Jeffrey, welcome.
It's a great pleasure to see you. I have to say, you know, I've been on the show a number of times, and every time I've shown up, you've been out of town.
Ah.
So either you didn't get the memo, it is a great pleasure to see you.
Great. Well, you know, Todd is a wonderful guy, and he's...
Well, I'm flattered. I really am.
Yeah, well, it's great to have you here. BitCon, it seems to me that there's an inevitability about some sort of virtual currency like Bitcoin, but you say the 25% drop in Bitcoin is a sign of things to come?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. You know, you can fool some of the people some of the time. And the people are starting to figure out that this stuff is backed by thin air and a lot of promises and a lot of hype and an enormous amount of misinformation and a media that hasn't been paying attention, actually not paying attention, because the Bitcoin faithful, the people behind all of this, have gotten away with unbelievable amounts of chicanery.
And what is regulated about Bitcoin? Anything
Nothing.
At all?
Nothing. Nothing at all. It's all thin air. It's all the idea behind it, the blockchain technology, the idea that you can move money point to point or move assets point to point without anybody intervening, such as a bank. That's kind of neat. Off the back of it, though, is this pretend currency that is traded like a pretend commodity and is hyped by a bunch of delusional anarchists who think that it will someday topple the dollar and destroy all fiat currencies and they'll throw central bankers in jail. And I mean, it's a mirage.
Well, that is preposterous, the idea that Bitcoin is going to replace, convertible currencies anytime soon. But is there a regular transition from Bitcoin assets to real assets? Has anyone bought a townhouse with Bitcoins?
Or there's the media again. They hype all sorts of things. There was a Tesla S that was sold for $140,000 in Bitcoins, except I picked up the phone, and this was all over the press. I picked up the phone, and I called the car dealer out in Newport, California, and I said, "What did you do with the Bitcoins?" He said, "Nothing. We never saw them." I said, "What do you mean?" "It says you sold this fantastic car for Bitcoins." They said, "No, no, no, no." The guy called up and said, "Would you take Bitcoins?" We said, "No, we take dollars." He says, "Well, I want to buy it with Bitcoins." They said, "That's not our problem. We're glad to sell it to you, but you're going to have to find a way of exchanging it." So he called one of the exchanges, Coinbase, and did a deal with them where he gave them his Bitcoins and Coinbase gave the car dealer the dollars. Now, you see all sorts of stories about companies accepting Bitcoin, Dell and Microsoft and Expedia and Dish Network accept Bitcoin. No, they don't. You have to go through an exchange. They accept dollars. And that says a lot about this pretend currency, that nobody actually wants it.
Will we ever get to a situation where you're in a restaurant and you go, "Oh, do you take Bitcoins?"
Well,
and they don't look at you like you're delusional?
No, they'll look at you like you're delusional. There are a few places where you can pay in Bitcoin, but they immediately change it either back to dollars or you have to go through an exchange. The thing is, the cryptocurrencies may be the future. And there was an experiment in Canada which failed, but it nevertheless took place and shows what the future will be, where the Canadian Mint wanted to mint their own digital currency, which were called mint chips, which would be great because you'd have Canadian money backed by the Canadian government on your phone.
Girl Scouts would sell them. Yeah,
Girl Scouts would sell them, and you could even buy their cookies with them. Fantastic idea. But the idea of Bitcoin is a mirage.
Is it coming from the other side? Are regular currencies, are convertible currencies, hard currencies becoming virtual as time goes on?
Well, there are ways of paying digitally. You look at Apple Pay, and you just take your iPhone and you swipe it, and that takes care of the whole payment. And you can move money. PayPal moves money very well digitally. But the idea that, this digital, this cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, is going to take over the world, I mean, you have to understand that according to Coinometrics in Cambridge, fewer than 250,000 people actually own Bitcoins. That's the actual number. Fewer than 250,000.
All right, but what is Coinometrics? That's even more obscure than Bitcoin.
They're a Cambridge operation that looks at a bunch of serious cryptographers and economists who look at these things and come up with the real numbers. And I claim in VidCon that there are fewer people holding Bitcoins than there are members of the Kuwait Airways Frequent Flyer Club. So on a global scale of economic phenomenon, Bitcoin is a non-event. Nobody knows what it is. Nobody cares. But they make an awful lot of noise.
I wonder if it's easier to redeem your Kuwaiti Airlines frequent flyer miles than it is to redeem a Bitcoin.
Probably. And you can at least go someplace. It's very hard. I mean, there are all sorts of journalists who have tried, you know, a day in the life of Bitcoin, living on it for a day or a week. They all fail.
All right. Now, help me answer the torrent of email that I'm going to get after this segment saying just what a Luddite moron I am who doesn't really understand what the future is all about.
And I
can't believe you had that guy Jeffrey Robinson on. I mean, is there a situation where Bitcoin will make it over this sort of customer branding problem?
No. Bitcoin, they'll tell you, well, he doesn't know what he's talking about because Bitcoin's only 5 years old. It's only an infant. But it's 5 years in human years, and that's 30 years in dog years and 60 years in technology years. Technology now moves on every year and a half or 2 years. Look at the iPhone. We're already up to, what, six? No. This is a step along the way towards digital currencies. The next thing will be something else, and then in a few years, something else. And 10 years from now, people will think of Bitcoin like they do with Edsel.
So I say Bitcoin, you say worthless?
Not worthless. It's a mirage. It's a fantasy.
The definition of Bitcoin, according to Jeffrey Robinson, author of BitCon, The Naked Truth About Bitcoin. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.